Bert Odelson is with us, and Bert Odelson is an election attorney of great, great merit. He's been involved in these kinds of disputes about ethics and what elected officials can and cannot do. And the presidency is a very specific. And Bert has been to the Supreme Court to argue his cases for his clients.
Mm-hmm.
The presidency does have some specificity to it that probably no other single office in America has. But do you think this clears him by saying, hey, Don Jr. and Eric, this is yours, and everything is going to be just fine? Don't talk to me about it.
Hey, Roy, and how are you? No, I don't think it clears him at all because of the massive size of the Trump empire. Does dealings overseas, and the president has tremendous power in regards to trade overseas. Now, I'll give you the perfect example. I just came back from a fun trip to Cuba. While I was there, President Obama lifted the embargo on cigars and rum. So guess what I brought back from Cuba? The president, having control of the Congress with embargoes, and he has sole control over lifting embargoes. If any of his companies have dealings with these overseas companies that he has been dealing with, there's a direct conflict of interest, which will provide a real problem ethically and maybe legally down the road.
Does he cross a hurdle, Bert, do you think, by saying, I'm not going to do any new foreign deals? Does that help the situation here, or do we not believe him on that? What do you think about that part of it?
Well, it's not for me to believe him or not believe him. Obviously, enough of America believes him to elect him president. But if in fact, his companies do no more foreign deals, and if, in fact, he does nothing as head of the United States to impact foreign trade with companies that he holds, then the if becomes a reality that there's no problem. However, I don't know the size and the breadth of his company, so I can't say whether that, in fact, will happen. That's going to be for another agency to investigate.
And he's already put agencies on notice. Hey, you're acting like Nazi Germany, and I'm not going to allow this. Is what he's basically saying today. And by the way, when he said that the U.S. intelligence agencies were acting like Nazi Germany, this is something Nazi Germany would do. I'd say no. It's a lot more like what the KGB would do, and that is a much closer comparison. Thank you, Your Honor. All right, let's talk about the kids, though. All right, so if the kids get involved, this is where it gets dicey, I think, and what we're going to see happen when the kids come over for Christmas or for a state dinner or for whatever it is. They come into the White House and they have contact with them. Or, you know, the phone logs, everything that the president does is logged, right? Everything. So if they come into the Oval Office, they have a meeting with him, or he picks up the phone and he calls them. So there's going to be a question. I mean, all of that work product essentially could be investigated, whether it's by a journalistic organization through the Freedom of Information Act, as long as it's not considered to be classified. But if it's communications with his kids, I don't think that, you know, could it be personal at that point? Or is it, you know, that there will be this look into, you know, and suspicion surrounding all of that kind of interaction.
Right.
And is that real? And that's why, you know, people have been telling him, I think including you made this argument, just sell the whole damn thing and get everybody out of it, because it's going to nickel and dime you for 4 years.
Well, not only nickel and dime him, it's going to nickel and dime and the government, because you're going to have these FOIA requests. You're going to have, I predict you're going to have some congressional investigations when a foreign power makes an allegation that they're not being treated fairly because of they're doing business with a Trump subsidiary, that he hasn't taken on any new business, maybe internationally, but the existing business, and maybe we're treating that government differently. I think this is going to open the door to another whole area of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars of wasted government spending on FOIAs and investigations. Because the man is so successful and has such massive holdings both here and abroad, I don't know how you can separate it. And it's your kid. I mean, you know, not going to talk to his kids about his company. I think he said if they don't do it right, he's going to fire him. I think he did say that.
He did. Mm-hmm. And then right, I'm telling him, you're fired. That's how he ended the press conference. I'm like, oh, come on. Come on. Come on. You know what? That's better than get to the chopper.
Yeah. I mean, you know what it is? It's all wrong. It's all just wrong.
Wrong.
Wronger. All right. There were things that that happened today. I mean, this would have been a very, very, you know, significantly big story today, but it is now sort of falling, and it will. I think it'll rise back up. It's falling behind all this other stuff about the Russians and whether
the dossier,
and all that sort of thing. Right. But
well, the one thing that came out too that I think was kind of undercovered was when he sort of, as an aside, a side note, said, oh, yeah, and I was offered $2 billion for a deal in Dubai, and I turned it down. But I don't have to, but I did. Sort of, you hear that and you think, oh, gosh, there's not much of a firewall there.
I think you're going to see this to be a very, very, very big issue down the road. Not right now because of all the other issues that he's going to have to deal with, and it's going to be very controversial. But this will be an area of I think the Democrats in Congress will raise this, just as they raised the fundraising by the Clinton Foundation with foreign governments. This is similar but more direct, because his sons will have control, if they really have control of the company. It's to be determined, but I think that's something that's going to cause a lot of consternation to him and to the people spending money for all these investigations, and you're going to see them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everybody's going to – I mean, it'll be very much the way – because, again, politics is now being played as a tit-for-tat game in Washington. And there is, you know, the same kind of rough ride that Republicans, when they were out of the powers of control, they didn't have the levers of control from 2008 to 2010, 2009, 2011, technically. When they didn't have that, they did everything that they could possibly do to slow up, stop, get in the way of, and distract, right? That's mm-hmm. that's the only thing the party out of power has. So that's what, and you're going to see Democrats doing exactly the same thing, essentially, here to Donald Trump that Republicans were doing until they were able to then, get back those levers of power. And now they have all the levers of power. And really then becomes this question. At what point do the, at what point is this going to be, where there are Republicans who stop and go, I don't think this is good for America. Mm-hmm. There may be questions about things that will be happening here where Republicans may have to break with their own president. And my guess is not many of them will. I would have said 6 months ago, a bunch of them would. Now my sense in Washington is he won. He's the guy. We're going to get behind him no matter what happens here. And if we're riding, we're dying. You know,
I disagree a bit. I tend to think because of the rancor during the election in his own party, that the first opportunity that some of the more prominent Republicans they'll get off the bandwagon and call for a congressional investigation. It was the worst election we've ever had as far as accusations between the Democrats and Republicans. You get prominent Republicans who have some power and can call for congressional investigations. I just think you're going to see that happen here. Yeah. It's not going to be an easy ride at all, just because of his massive wealth and massive holdings in foreign governments.
All right, Bert, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir. Bert Odelson.
Thank you, Bert.
All right.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Rob.
All right, I got Blackhawks tickets right now. A pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks take on the Minnesota Wild coming up on Sunday, 312-981-7200, 19th caller. All brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Not only do you get those tickets, you also get registered for Four Season tickets all of next season. Here is Violetta Panoramic with the WGN Turf Trouble Spots.